This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter. And we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live and in living color from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida. And hello to our friends up at AM 710. Can USA up there, let's see, they're in Denver, and we appreciate all you guys up there listening to us in Denver, and thanks for the great comments we've been getting from up there, too. We are a nationally syndicated show here, heard on the GCN Live, a radio network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, and we're heard around the world broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now, and thank you for your service to America and to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for what you do keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, yeah, the candlestick makers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, our security and construction workers, and our convenience store clerks, too. Thank you for what you do, because I had a convenience store clerk come up and say, you forgot about us. Well, there you are. So don't forget to go to the Captain's America Third Watch website. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there to register for the free Gun a Day giveaway and find out what a USCCA membership can mean for you. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon, and good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we've had quite a few questions from some people concerned in Atlanta because they're getting a couple of different stories from the media in Atlanta and then hearing something different on the national shows. Now, they're concerned about the Super Bowl and about the security and about the travel around the city. And I'm just going to say I know that anytime you put more people in the roads in Atlanta, that can be an interesting little dilemma. As we well know.
When there's a Super Bowl in the city, the planning goes on for it. When it's announced, the planning begins, and it's a 2-year process.
Mm-hmm.
And the planning is really more of a logistical thing because, you know, they learn from each year from the previous Super Bowl. Now, this one does have a little bit of a unique twist to it because of TSA.
Yeah.
But there are, in fact, provisions being made right now for any TSA shortages that could occur. And that includes calling people, TSA people in from other cities and or states to have them there as backup. They would necessarily also use air marshals in order to see if they can't ensure that things work pretty smoothly. So I wouldn't be worried about it. It is a little bit of uncharted territory because that's normally a TSA component of something that Super Bowl planners don't have to worry about for sure. This is really what needs to be necessarily understood is people leaving. The
yeah.
People coming in, it's not a big deal. You see what I'm saying? They're
yep.
landing. They
yep.
don't have to go through TSA.
Mm-hmm.
So it's they estimate about 80,000 people are leaving Atlanta for that whole
mm-hmm.
time period.
Well, I know Secretary of the Homeland Security Department, Kirstjen Nielsen, said that the DHS was as prepared as could be to support and secure what needed to be done in Atlanta with the Super Bowl. And it was mentioned, of course, the National Guard. That's also mentioned there are other law enforcement agencies and first responders coming from neighboring states to assist.
Right.
They always do. I mean, when we had the Super Bowl down here, we had, what, two of them in Tampa. They came from all around the country.
Correct. That's
so to the folks in Atlanta that have expressed concern and wanted to know what we thought, that's what we're thinking. You're going to be just fine.
I think so, too.
Yep.
I understand that it does raise an eyebrow, for sure, but it wouldn't affect those going to Atlanta for the Super Bowl. It's those that leave Atlanta because of the Super Bowl.
Right, right. Now, before we talk about something here, we got about a minute left here. So the shutdown has apparently affected about 42,000 immigration court cases. Now, That's an unbelievable amount of cases. I'm just wondering, where the heck are these people at? These aren't people out
there. Well, we've got 800,000 cases that were backlogged as of November of last year, the end of November.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a handful of states that are kind of in the ditch here because of the government shutdown, and that is Kentucky, Minnesota and Pennsylvania, because they've got a major influx of Guatemalans, interestingly enough. Not Hondurans, but Guatemalans. So they're making predictions. The longer the shutdown goes, how much larger the backlog of the system would be. It's already overloaded. I mean, that's just without question. It's already overloaded when you got a backlog of 800,000. And so the other thing that kind of happens because of the government shutdown and the backlog is deportation stop too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a mess. It's beyond dispute. It's a mess. And, I'm not convinced that this, you know, tactic that Pelosi is doing, meaning she and Schumer refuse now to meet with Trump on this, it could be affecting a lot of other things. And we're clearly seeing that when it comes to the immigration court.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more folks with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, USCCA, for just a few dollars a month, provides members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of attorneys, because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right, because if you're the last person standing when you have to defend yourself by whatever means you do it, as you'll be the first person the police are looking at. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So, you need to go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on the USCCA logo that's right there. By the way, while you're there, sign up for the free gun a day giveaway, because that drop-down screen will be right there in front of you. Sign up for that. And then, should you decide to become a member, you will get $474 worth of free stuff, too, from the USCCA, including their great award-winning magazine, Concealed Carry Magazine, that's got all kinds of discounts and savings and great informational articles in there that will help you out. So, that's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo. The rest is easy. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Mr. Michael Cohen, who is the former attorney for President Donald Trump, apparently may be getting cold feet and may not, in fact, testify before Congress, as was previously reported. What say you?
Well, there's a couple of interesting things on this one. And one is because apparently Trump tweeted something about go look at Cohen's father-in-law. He has all the money, meaning that there's some other kind of financial conspiracy going on there. And that into itself may be one of the reasons that Cohen is reconsidering his appearance before Congress because of protection of his own father-in-law. I don't know, but that could be it. But that is what has necessarily been called into question. And because of Trump's comments, they're beginning to
put out the plant the seed that Trump's comments could be a matter of obstruction of justice, or in interference in a witness because, Cohen is necessarily reconsidering. But, let's understand a couple of things here. The matter of Trump and Cohen is a whole lot more robust, in their relationship than we necessarily know, and being reported. So, things went sideways, and so Trump has clearly thrown Cohen under the bus. But the other thing that's particularly interesting that we need to remember is that Cohen's attorney is Lanny Davis.
Yeah.
And Lanny Davis has been one of the Hillary Clinton's attorneys for decades.
Mm-hmm.
And Lanny Davis is very, very dedicated still to this day to Hillary.
Yeah.
So,
makes you wonder.
Well, I mean, these are the loyalties and the misplaced loyalties and the shady loyalties and the shaky loyalties that Washington is made of.
Yeah. Now, something else that's going on is what's going on with Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Well, she's not coming back for at least a month. They have already made that announcement. Apparently, she has been diagnosed since her last surgery with pneumonia. And it is said that by whom out of the Supreme Court or those that watch the justices of the Supreme Court say that she's fighting for her life in order to survive pneumonia. At her age...
Yeah.
Pneumonia is really quite common, especially after she just had the surgery. So, I've predicted that they're just kind of drag this out month by month if she's not coming back.
Mm. Okay. And, there's something going on here about China, and I sent you that little article there with, the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin. Here's what the headline says. It says, Mnuchin blinks, proposing lifting China tariffs immediately. What do you think?
The talks are not going swimmingly, as Trump would tell us. In fact, they've kind of come to a sentence, compared to where they were, they've essentially come to a standstill. So what Mnuchin is necessarily is proposing is, lifting the sanctions. What sanctions? We don't know. But to give, and for how long, it would give Beijing a reason to make deeper concessions, in the trade talks between the United States and China. So, the reason we put the tariffs on China and some of these, sanctions on China was to give them incentive to come to the table. And now they are, and then they weren't, and so you got Mnuchin is considering pulling a string or two to determine what we can do to advance these trade talks with China. So that's actually coming from apparently the White House and Treasury that they're considering this, but the U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer is highly opposed to easing or lifting any tariff and or sanctions on China. And I am too.
Mm-hmm.
So Grassley had told reporters that China had agreed to buy more energy and agricultural products. Well, that's a good thing. But remember, too, that we have a whole other component that gets mentioned every time we're in these talks, and that is their intelligence theft
right by
China.
Right.
But the other piece that's hugely important is the woman who is the CEO of Huawei that was detained in Canada at the behest of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there's some tit-for-tat going on there because, if I'm not mistaken, China has actually got one or two Canadians in detention. But Huawei is at the crux of really all of this. And even some in Europe, some European countries are considering the same posture on Huawei as the United States has.
Now, this is all about what? Trade secret theft? Is that what this is going on here?
What do you mean, on the hacking?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not just trade secrets, it's intelligence. I mean, they've,
okay.
You know, and they've got operatives all over the country. It's not just from the hacking standpoint, but China's got operatives all over the United States, especially in university. You know, because a lot of universities get assignments from the government to study this or study that. And the next thing you know, you've got somebody that's a Chinese operative that's included in it.
Okay.
So it's a mess. I wouldn't want to be in those trade talks for anything. You go on and on and on just talking about Huawei for a week or a month.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think we've got some ammo for the border barrier, because right here, Breitbart just sent me a story, and it says, grisly cartel murders spread in Mexican border state across from Arizona.
Well, what went pretty much unreported was that in 2018 in southern Arizona, they found the remains of 127 migrants.
Mm-hmm.
Dead bodies. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, decaying. So a group of volunteers went out on a search. Volunteers went out on a search to find the remains of dead migrants on the Barry Goldwater Air Force Range, which is a remote part of the desert.
Yeah, it's a bombing range. Mm-hmm.
And that's where the military jets bases from Arizona conduct live bombing.
Yep.
And you know, that's when they found a whole pile of remains of migrants. And so, you know, they collect their skull and bones, and they collect their shoes. I mean, we've got a colossal warehouse full of remains.
Wow.
Yeah, and, you know, we keep them. Somebody may want to claim them. I mean, we have to go through the DNA and, you know, all that other kind of nonsense. They try and put the pieces back and see if they can't, you know, come up with who these people might have been. So it's a mess.
All righty. Well, we'll talk to you on a weekend show. So have a nice day and stay warm.
All right, thanks.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Catch her great articles. Sign up for all the stuff that she writes when she writes it, and you'll know what I know when I know it. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump says, not so fast, Nancy. The president pulling the plug on Nancy Pelosi. The House Speaker set to head out on a foreign trip with a congressional delegation. But the president pulling the military aircraft scheduled to transport the group because of the partial government shutdown. In a letter, the president writes to Pelosi, due to the shutdown, I am sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. We will reschedule this 7-day excursion when the shutdown is over. labor. In light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I am sure you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate, the president writes. Now, earlier this week, Pelosi requesting that President Trump's annual State of the Union address, scheduled for January 29th, be delayed until the partial government shutdown, now in week four, is over. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Because I've got an idea for you to help you jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. And that's the National Aviation Academy. And they're going to tell you all about what they're all about. And then I'll tell you what my idea is. Here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I know we've got a lot of Air Force retirees and a lot of Air Force veterans that are listening to us right now, and I got a short email from an Air Force veteran up in Nebraska who had some skills, and he was working in a repair shop, and he really wasn't doing what he thought he could do, and he took up my advice about 6 months ago, sent me a little note and said, Captain, I want to thank you very much. I'm halfway through the aviation maintenance tech course here in Concord, Massachusetts, and I'm looking forward to being able to come out with my certification and my licensing by the FAA as an aviation maintenance tech. I've already got a job lined up with a major airline carrier that'll pay me twice as much as I was making in the mechanic shop that I was in. And see, this is the kind of stories that I've been telling you about, folks, because if you're in a dead-end job, and if you're going nowhere, with no chance for the future, a pay raise, or a promotion, then I've got a great idea for you to help jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, they have two locations to serve you. And our friend in Nebraska decided to go to Massachusetts because that's up closer, I guess, you know, in the frame of things with weather and whatnot than Florida. A lot of people don't want to come down to Florida because you are coming to the tropics. And if you're not used to the weather, might be a little problem there. But anyway, two locations to serve you with the National Aviation Academy. One in Concord, Mass., where they are enlarging the size of the campus because they're getting more students. And the other right here in Clearwater, Florida, which is in the Tampa Bay area. Now, in 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, what that gives you once you come out with your FAA certification and your licensing is carte blanche, because most of the time, about 90% of the time, the graduates, before they've even graduated, have got a job in their hand that's been offered to them by either a commercial airline company or a private contractor or a military contractor. And boy, if you get a military contractor and you go overseas to a country like Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, United Arab Emirates, Jordan, Iraq, Afghanistan, South Korea, it's very easy to wind up with a six-figure salary job. Very easy. And if you wind up in Iraq or Afghanistan, I can guarantee you the first $50,000 of that six-figure job is going to be totally tax-free. And a lot of guys do that for a year or so. Sometimes they go back for a second year because of the money they can make. So think about this for a minute. Where else are you going to do that? Well, you're not. So check them out online first. Check them out online by going to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, schedule a tour at one of their locations. Schedule a tour. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them that the captain sent you, because that'll open the door wide open. You'll get the white gloves treatment, and I'll tell you, they do the right thing by the people that we send them. All right. As pullouts leave geopolitical vacuums that invite or intensify conflict, the business forecast looks upbeat for private military contractors, or PMCs as they're called, the polite corporate term for mercenaries. Now, Western mercenaries are already set to go into Syria when we leave. Found that out day before yesterday. And the Russians are already there. So we'll see what happens. And by the way, this may very well be Eric Prince again and his company, who's just sitting there waiting to go into Afghanistan. All they got to do is give him the word and he's gone. And he may be going into Syria to protect the Kurds, to work for the Kurds. It may be happening. Now, Al-Shabaab has claimed credit for the deadly attack after gunmen stormed a popular hotel complex in Kenya's capital of Nairobi. No official statements have indicated the total number of casualties in the attack from Al-Qaeda's official branch in East Africa. And, of course, you might remember that the Nairobi attack killed one American who happened to have survived 9/11 and wound up losing his life there. Now, also, a senior Chinese military official warned the U.S. Navy against any interference in support of Taiwan's independence, saying that Beijing would defend its claim to the island at any cost. Wow. Talking tough, aren't they? And Indian security forces killed a notoriously and heavily sought after bomb maker and chief commander of the Pakistani-connected Al-Badar organization in the Jammu and Kashmir region. Now, of course, that's one of the affiliates of Al-Qaeda. So they got a bad guy, and there's nothing wrong with that in my book. And a year after the Iraq's special operations units that lead the effort to defeat ISIS and suffered high casualty rates were reduced by nearly half its force in doing so. The lead inspector of the Defense Department will evaluate whether or not the U.S. and coalition assistance to those units are enabling them to continue to defeat insurgents. I'd like to know myself, too. By the way, one of President Donald Trump's closest allies in Congress criticized the commander-in-chief for statements he says may have emboldened Islamic State militants and led to the deaths of U.S. service members in Syria. Of course, that was Lindsey Graham. Now facing a sea lift capacity collapse, the U.S. Navy is moving towards settling in on an approach for recapitalizing the nation's aged sea lift fleet, moving away from a single common hull for five missions. We'll see how that works out. May have a new ship coming. And the stalwart of the Cold War, the resurrected Norfolk Base Second Fleet, will become operational now by early next year, according to the fleet's deputy commander. So the Second Fleet is becoming operational. And the Second Fleet is not going to be your grandmother or grandfather's Second Fleet either, because the Navy is gearing up for a leaner, agile operation in the Arctic and the North Atlantic, which is where the Second Fleet will actually be patrolling. And with increasing threats abroad and anticipated tighter defense budgets ahead, Secretary of the Navy Richard Spencer will spend 2019 instilling a sense of urgency into how the Navy and the Marine Corps operate. By the way, the new pick for the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, went out of his way to praise U.S. allies, including the Kurds in Syria, and the alliance-based strategy of former Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, which is all good stuff. General Milley is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs in waiting. He'll get it soon enough, but he's another good one. The Pentagon, also citing terrorism and espionage fears, is developing a plan to scrutinize prospective recruits with foreign ties, including some U.S. citizens, after a related effort targeting thousands of green card holders was blocked by a federal judge last year. They're just trying to get it right, get the right people in there that don't do wrong things to good people. And operational units will be manned to 105% capacity by the end of next year, as soon as the Army got to go ahead in the late 2016 to start building and strengthening again. The service set out trying to fill the holes in formations with an increase in recruits and re-enlisted NCOs. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and welcome back to the program, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. Thanks for chiming in, opining in. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends over at DR Mold Solutions, because when I bought my house, which I've remodeled and bought it back in 2010, moved up from Lakewood Ranch, found out when they went in to redo the walls and all that stuff, it had a bunch of mold. Well, you know, mold can be a health issue. It can cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and a lot more. And don't put your family at risk. Well, I picked up the phone and I called DR Mold Solutions, so I know a little bit something about this. Now, they had a new EPA and FDA approved method to kill mold in the home, as well as in your office, I might add. And they came in, they did a wonderful job, and I've never had another problem. Never had another problem. So I want you to contact DR Mold Solutions. They'll go anywhere in the state of Florida, 727-692-9622, to have a healthy environment. Again, that's DR Mold Solutions, 727-692-9622. And ask them about their New Year's special. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. DR Mold Solutions, where they will kill the mold. And Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, is here with us. You remember mold, right?
Well, yeah, make sure that the air conditioner is working all the time or you're in trouble.
That's correct. Now, I want to talk to you about something because I mentioned to you off the air. I said, we've got new foreign buyers down here. And your answer back to me when I said, who do you think the new foreign buyers are? You said, what, Venezuela? And I said, no. New Yorkers are the new foreign buyers in Florida because for people who were looking for a reason to make a domicile in Florida, the new tax laws made that decision easier, and a majority of the people that are coming down to Broward, Palm Beach counties happen to be from New York, mostly Northeasterners, I might add, and it's also expanding over to the Davis Island section of Tampa and Lido Key and Siesta Key and Anna Maria Island, and then further down the line, Marco Island and some of those other exclusive communities and places with the big fancy homes.
I didn't consider that new because, you know, people have been moving to Florida from New York and Illinois and various other Michigan, other northern states for a long time. And you know, a lot of people obviously do it because of the weather, and we've obviously got the whole snowbird phenomenon. But, I mean, I talked about this here on my program. Most of the people that I know, because again, I've got a lot of friends here that are obviously got kids that are friends with my kids. It's kind of how you meet people. All of them that I talk to are all looking to move, out of New York once their kids are done with school. They plan on doing the old 6 months in a day. Whether it be North Carolina, whether it be Florida, they want to get out of paying the state income taxes, downsize, up here in New York and then get another, you know, little place down in Florida. That seems to be the real, you know, smart thing to do. And I'm telling you right now, Matt, every weekend, at some of the hotels here in Long Island, conference centers, they hold the various different seminars with tax attorneys and people from Sarasota and from Naples and from Tampa and Miami. They have little booths set up trying to explain, you know, why you should move to this area. So this happens all the time. And yeah, the flow is going to continue to go down to your area without a doubt.
Well, the big thing also is the condo market down here, because the condo market has jumped 26% down here in the last year, and they're buying places in Miami-Dade, Broward County, Palm Beach County, Fort Lauderdale, and then again the areas I told you about here in my section of Tampa Bay, Davis Islands, and of course there's some new condos that are going up in Pinellas County, high-rise condos, and they're being built to the new code, so it's not like as if you're going to wind up in a building where, you know, your windows are going to all blow out. That's not going to be the case.
Well, I mean, it's never really, I mean, it was the type of construction, it's been that way in Florida for a while. It's any new construction that, you know, you have to follow, obviously, the hurricane code. Land, listen, yeah, I get it. You know, I understand that a lot of people, they want to, they don't want to, you know, have to deal with the lawn, have to deal with taking care of the pool, anymore. And, it's a different type of a lifestyle. But, you know, I happen to think that, you know, downsizing and not having, and spending so much money on, you know, the size of a house and all of these various different things, people are able to do much and travel more and do more things as part of whatever retirement that you're planning on. A lot of the people that I know moving down there are also business owners like me. They're not planning on retiring. They're able to move their business down and work in various different places. But, you know, again, it's still, you know, you look to save money in retirement, and people obviously look into various different areas where if they're going to stop working, that's where they want to go.
Yeah, that's very true. And to answer your question, Al, somebody wanted to know, would the cost of living be lower in Boston versus Tampa? I'd have to say Tampa because of the taxes.
Again, you know, I, for the most part, yes, but depends on where. It all, Matt, you know as well as I do, it's all relative.
Yeah.
Depends on where you live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're living on some, you know, the really nice neighborhoods in South Tampa there. It's very expensive. It's not inexpensive there. And Tampa's real estate continues to rise. So that, yeah, it all depends on where you live. Yeah, certain areas in Boston can be very, very expensive. Other areas, not so much.
Who is John Bogle, B-O-G-L-E? I've seen him, heard the name, but I can't quite picture it.
He is the father of what's called index investing. He's the guy who started the Bogle for Vanguard funds, which are index funds, very low-cost ways of investing. And he's done a lot for investors. He really, really has. Over the years, we've used his products and what they put out at Vanguard. I can't tell you the millions of dollars I have with his stuff, because he does a really, really good job. It's low cost for investors, and it's a great way for people to help manage their money.
Well, yeah, and he's come out and issued a final stock warning. He said a little bit extra caution is needed right now.
Well, it's always want to put caution in there. Just, I mean, again, this guy's an index guy. He just died, actually, yesterday.
Oh, wow.
John Bogle. Yeah, he died yesterday, and that was kind of like the big, you know, big news because he's the father of index investing. Then low cost type funds died. Yes, he did. I thought that was actually like the direction you were heading with this thing.
Well, that's where I was going to go because I hadn't quite got there yet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He died yesterday. So yeah, great man.
Now, Sears and their creditors. $5.2 billion was a winning bid from Lamberts to buy Sears. They want to modernize the Sears chain. They want to close a few more stores and modernize the ones that are there and try to build the brand back up. What do you think?
An exercise in futility.
Kind of my thought.
It's not happening. Mm-hmm. That's what he may be saying, but it's not going to happen. I mean, the same guy's been in charge of Sears now for forever, and he hasn't been able to do a darn thing with it. You think you're going to be able to revitalize that brand now? I mean, there's no way. Not happening. The creditors, a lot of the people, even though he was trying to step in and save it, the creditors don't want him to. You know, they want to sell the thing off and try to get whatever they can back. You know, this is kind of like having a company on a terrible form of life support. There's no way that this company's coming back in any way, shape, matter, or form. Just not going to happen. They've been slowly but surely falling apart. One bad idea after another, merging with Kmart, you know, selling off their product lines like Craftsman Tools. They don't even own Craftsman Tools anymore. It's not even theirs. Mm. You know, just it's a disaster.
All right, I got a final question for you. I got a little message from Aaron, and Aaron's down listening to us in Lakewood Ranch, and he says, please ask Chris about junk bonds. I keep getting all this information about bonds, and I'm afraid what I'm getting is information about junk bonds, not legitimate stuff.
Well, I mean, it depends on what I'd have to take a look at what you're getting. And like, feel free to shoot me an email or go to my website and give us a call.
Watchdog on WallStreet.com, right?
Yeah, but we can point you in the right direction with that. I'd have to take a look at the ratings of the bonds to tell you whether or not that they were junk or not. And again, sometimes not even the ratings are worth anything. It wasn't too long ago. We talked about PG&E going into bankruptcy now. The ratings agency had their bonds as investment grade just about a month and a half ago, which is absurd.
All righty. Well, you're going to be doing your program, and I'm going to let you go, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. And by the way, get ready for the snow.
A little dusting last night. I'm not sure how much we're going to get.
You got another one coming right at you, and I don't know what it's going to do. You know, who knows? But I'll tell you what, there's going to be places where it's going to be 1 to 2 feet coming across the Midwest.
Well, let me tell you how freaky it's going to be here. On Sunday, the low temperature for the day is 7. Mm-hmm. The high temperature is 45.
Okay, got to let you go. Here comes the music. Have a great weekend.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Chris Markowski, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com to find out more. Send him an email if you got any questions. He'd be happy to help you out and work with you. All right, we're coming back. Frank Salvato will be on the airwaves when we come back, and I shall return too.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.